And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Welcome in Samantha Geiser from the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Samantha, you made it through Nebraska land days.
I did. It was nice to be back to normal, I guess you could say.
And let's talk a little bit about the economic impact that Nebraska land days has on the county and the city. It's huge. I don't think there's a lot of vacancies at many hotels.
No. Last I heard, they were full from Ogallala to Lexington and beyond.
Wow.
So that's awesome. We really needed that in our community.
Yeah, we did. It's great to have that. Great to break in some of those new hotels, too, that were kind of opening up or trying to open up last year and able to get some of those rooms finally filled and have a full Nebraska Land Days Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, obviously, Luke Combs was sold out. And mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's awesome for them. And hopefully they can get the new ones announced so we can sell out for next year.
Fingers crossed. That's what we're hoping for, right?
Yeah.
So looking here, the month of July, obviously June's a very busy month in the tourism industry, especially here locally with the previously mentioned Nebraska Land Days. But looking at the month of July, busy here in the area as well with the busy tourism season well underway.
Yeah. So this weekend is actually going to be kind of a huge weekend. There's many events going on all throughout the community, but most importantly, I have our regional boxing tournament or national boxing tournament coming up here at the end of July. So we're really excited to bring that back this year. Last year, we were the first tournament in the entire world back to boxing since the shutdown from COVID.
Wow.
Lots of restrictions, lots of rules we had to follow, but we kept everybody safe. About 113 athletes is what we had. So we're looking to bring back that many or more, hopefully. Unfortunately, we had an unfortunate thing happened to us that because of COVID, one of the other national tournaments got moved to right around ours. So it might hurt ours just a little bit, but we're still looking at 200 to 300 boxers coming in for the weekend of July 23rd through 25th. So we're excited.
And last year was a big success despite the challenges of COVID-19.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we were the first tournament. We had lots of national attention. Everybody was looking at us on how we were able to keep our athletes safe. And so, I mean, we were able to do that with no reported COVID cases, which was awesome in itself. So,
in last year, kind of the first year that we've had something like this in the North Platte Lincoln County area, probably just in all of Western Nebraska, even.
Yeah, we were the first Nebraska tournament. They've had other, clubs or whatever have had little smokers or, little just events, but this was the first Nebraska tournament and then the first tournament back to boxing since COVID. So that was really cool. So hopefully this year will be an even more success. We're excited. We have lots of vendors. There's a couple of local boxers that haven't committed yet, but are supposed to be committed. So hopefully we'll get them on the radio here soon so we can talk about the experience and stuff like that. So yeah, we're just really excited.
So there's a very good chance we'll have some local individuals involved.
Yes. Our local coach, Brad Garrick and J.J. Connolly, they kind of threw a few names at me, but none of them have 100% committed yet. I think they're still training. So.
Okay. Working out some of the fine details, you could say.
Yes, yes.
And this is going to be a huge impact, too, for the entire community. Again, Samantha, last year we had a lot of people that came in and kind of made a trip out of it. And a lot of these folks don't travel alone either, so that's important to bring up as well.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, this boxing tournament is open from, 6 years old all the way on up to 55-plus.
Wow.
So, a lot of these people will travel with their families. They'll travel with their kids. It's going to be a huge economic impact, and they have to be here Friday for weigh-ins, so they're going to be here Friday, Saturday, and then if they make the championship, they'll be here Sunday. So they're solid 3 days in our community of lots of things that we need to throw at them to do while they're not in the ring. So
absolutely. Samantha, the big Buffalo Bill brawl, that's coming here again. Anything else you want to add on that?
I don't think so. I mean, just come out and check it out. We are, accepting general admission. Everything is going to be open. We've got a bar out there, lots of vendors. The concession stand this morning was going to be ran by a local softball team. So, we're very excited. Come out, check it out, see what boxing is. It's completely different from MMA. So if you're not an MMA fan, you might be a boxing fan. Mm-hmm. Just come out and check it out. You can purchase $20 general admission, and then kids 10 and under are free.
And if you are an MMA fan, you might be a fan of this boxing team.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some similarities.
Yes, yes. A little bit less blood, so if you're not a blood fan.
Now, Samantha, big week underway. Platte River Cruise coming up this week, too, right?
Yep, Platte River Cruise Nights this week. There's dueling pianos at Powell's. Oh, gosh, what else is there? Oh, the powwow out at Buffalo Bill State Recreation area.
Yeah.
That'll be really fun. That was a new one last year. Mm-hmm. So with COVID, that kind of, you know, shut everything down a little bit. But this year, I've heard that they're selling out, between them and Platte River Cruise, they're selling out hotel rooms, too.
So, good, good.
Yeah, so this will be a huge weekend for our community.
We're already rebounding from COVID, and that rebound's continuing very strongly here.
Yes, yes, and I'm really excited. Platte River Cruise has an excellent lineup. Plus, mm-hmm. they moved downtown this year with the construction at the mall. So, and I mean, downtown is popping right now.
Oh,
so
that
I mean,
sign's beautiful, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. It's perfect.
Samantha, encourage folks to learn more about what's going on. PlayNorthPlatte.com, a great resource. Also, visit NorthPlatte.com.
Yep, absolutely. We've got sporting calendars and, you know, anything going on around town, event calendar on Visit North Platte. So.
Samantha, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.